in a general sense, I think things are looking very good.
Bill Davidson is the Regional Commercial Fisheries Manager for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Southeast. The department had a preseason forecast of about 19 million fish with a range of 11 to 32 million. Davidson was pleased with the overall catch so far, which stood at about 20 million pinks as of August 25th. By that time, the harvest was on the downswing, though there were still more openings coming up.
We are at that time of the season where harvests are winding down, and past two openings, harvest have declined from 3.3 million to 2.9 down to 1.85 last time.
Davidson estimated the harvest could end up in the 22 million fish range. Last year's catch was nearly 38 million. Davidson said pink returns to some areas of Southeast have been surprisingly good, like the northern Southeast inside waters of District 10, which had a poor return in 2008 when this year's fish were spawned. Yet Davidson said District 10 has had the third biggest harvest in the region this year with over 2.3 million fish. Meanwhile, some areas like District 7 south of Edelin Island have come in low despite meeting the goal for upstream escapement in the 2008 parent year. According to Davidson, the returns have varied across the region.
And there were individual streams. Sometimes some of the larger producing streams that didn't do so well, but right next to those were small streams that had tremendous returns. So it's somewhat of an enigma, and this fishery always keeps us on our toes and reliant on our in-season observations to decide what to do next.
The initial ex-vessel price for pinks has averaged about 30 cents a pound in Southeast, according to Davidson. That's about 7 cents higher than last year's average. The value has also been boosted by the size of the fish, which have been substantially bigger than average, according to Randy Lantine, who is fleet manager for the Icicle Seafoods plant in Petersburg.
Typically, pink salmon are 3.2, 3.3 pounds. This year, we've seen an anomaly where we're getting fish that are over 4 pounds. So, you know, numbers of fish may be 22 million, but the overall poundage that was harvested is going to be larger than an average 22 million run.
The larger fish have meant more production for Icicle, which also processed some fish shipped down from a record pink harvest in Prince William Sound.
And that helped keep the plant busy on the off days when our seiners were working. So we were able to keep that plant ticking along. There was probably a 12-day stretch where we didn't miss a beat on canning. And with that, of course, we needed a few more people to come into town.
With the expectation of a weaker run in Southeast this year, Lantine says his plant initially hired about 300 workers for the season, but he says the plant eventually brought in about 100 more from other facilities. He says the additional workers were key to keeping the plant going during a particularly busy 12-day period when the peak of the run approached towards mid-August.
We started realizing that we were going to expect more with the Prince William Sound fish coming, and you know, we had the cannery working pretty well full speed there. We actually had a little scare during the season. We were down to about 3 pallets of tin, which is the cans we put salmon in, and the barge was coming, and we had I took a photo of it. The warehouse is usually full of pallets with cans on it, and we waited anxiously for the barge to arrive. Of course, it was late, but we were able to keep going. We didn't have to stop, but it was kind of a pressure cooker there for a while.
The Department of Fish and Game has not yet put out its official projections for next year's pink salmon run, but it's looking like it could be a big year. Regional Fishery Manager Bill Davidson says catches have been spectacular in the annual trawl survey of pink salmon fry that the National Marine Fisheries Service does out of its Auk Bay lab.
The Auk Bay lab will translate that data into a forecast, and then the department will use that data in their forecast, and so the two forecasts are based on some of the same data, and they complement each other. But we would expect potentially very large returns based on what's been seen so far.
The trawl survey has been a good indicator of the following year's run strength in the past, so Icicle Seafood's Randy Lantine expects his company will ramp up operations to be ready for a big run as next season approaches. Participation in this year's Southeast Seine season has been down this year. About 242 boats have taken part, and that number is declining as the fishery winds down. It's about 27 fewer than the 10-year average. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.